Welcome back to another episode of the Hip Hop Social Worker Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Scott. And yes, fall time. I chose an interesting time to start a journey of trying to be more physical, you know, physical fitness. I already know that, you know, the mental wellness is important, spiritual wellness is important, but I've always kind of been resistant to like the physical wellness. I mean, I think just because last few years I really just kind of just been living life, just kind of taking it how it comes. And I just didn't want to do nothing, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I kind of fluctuated with weight. I would like lose weight, gain weight, lose weight. But like, I feel like my like walk around weight is like 290, you know, like that's the kind of weight I kind of just kind of linger around, 280s to 290s. It's kind of lingering around there if I don't do anything, you know? So it's not really a healthy weight to be at. And it's too close to 300 pounds. You know, I'm not 6'5". I'm not 6'9". So, like, 300 pounds is just, like, you know, like, I just can't really explain how that is okay, you know? So, like, late August, I kind of, like, was like, you know what? I'm going to start working out again. And I just did it. And, you know, I had to really, so let's kind of just go back. I had to really be comfortable at being 295 or being that weight, being seen at that weight. So let me explain. You know, I didn't want to go into a place where I wanted to lose weight to look better or like be so disgruntled with how I looked or how I, you know, how big I was, how I was getting. Because if I knew if I did that, I would want to lose the weight fast. And if I didn't want to lose the weight fast, I would be discouraged and just give up. So I had to kind of be like, okay, you know what? Yeah, this is where I'm at, but I'm cool with it. You know, I can go out in public. I still wear the clothes I wear. You know, I won't be like super self-conscious. I just got to kind of deal with, I just got to kind of be comfortable showing up at 290. I just got to be comfortable, you know, because I'll probably be there for a little bit, you know, or, you know, and because I know weight is different. You know what I'm saying? Like weight is... it's tricky, you know, like you might have a killer ass workout and lose 1 pound. You might be laying around doing nothing and lose 5 pounds, you know, so weight is tricky. Just like yesterday, I mean, I've gained 3 pounds like overnight. It's like, damn. So things like that. And because like if I was like in a space where like I had to lose weight because I was so like just nervous about how I looked, that would have killed me. And I would have been like, all right, fuck it. Then I might as well just not care because it's so hard to do this. You know, so mentally I had to kind of just say, all right, this is what it is, you know, love yourself and just kind of, you know, yeah, love yourself, but want better for yourself, you know, and understand that this is a journey, you know, it's not a, I'm not 20 years old no more, so I can't like, you know, do the things I used to do and lose weight. So I got to be focused on, you know, just this is the long haul. And also one thing that helped is, I feel like I found a workout that works for me. You know, I've been doing a workout challenge with a few of my old colleagues. They became my good friends over the years, and we just kind of been connected, and they started it first, and I was like, all right, well, let me try it. And it's been working. It's been showing results, and I enjoy it, because like for me, like knowing like I have to work out for an hour a day is daunting, you know, especially when you have like responsibilities, like, you know, you got a family to kind of look after, and, you know, like you come home from work and your wife's been working at home all day. So you just don't want to, you know, go straight into an hour long workout. You know, it's like, you know, like I'm sure she's more than willing to like not work and, you know, focus on taking care of my daughter at the same time. As soon as I get home, I know she kind of wants to just focus on the last little bit of work so she can just get things organized. And I understand it. So it's kind of I found a workout that takes like 20 minutes. And I feel like I could do that every day, you know, or at least 5 days a week, you know, because that's a challenge. We work out 5 days a week and then rest on the weekends. It's an old man challenge, you know, forgive us. But yeah, so like I found something that just works, you know, it's not a, hour long cardio or, you know, going to the gym. I don't have to go to the gym. I can actually work, do this workout. You know, there's a few times where I did it like while I was like upstairs with my daughter, you know, because it's so quick and it's so like, you know, I don't have to really pay attention to anything else. I just kind of go through the steps, do it, boom, 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 and I'm done. So that works for me, you know. That mean that it, that works, and it's, and yeah, it just works. So, and also, you know, one thing about this, like before, you know, when I was like 23, 24, I lost like 70 pounds before, and it really didn't produce the results I thought it would produce. I still was like pretty depressed. I still was anxious. I still, you know, had like insecurity issues. I was, you know, it just wasn't like as great as people thought, you know, I had people portrayed it to be. And I also wasn't like a healthy way of losing weight. I still was kind of eating trashy. I just was working out super. I still was like drinking hella, smoking hella weed, just doing like, I wouldn't say I was healthy. I looked healthy, but I wouldn't say that the way I was living was healthy, you know? So that's one thing too. It's like I did it before, and it was kind of like a smoke and mirrors thing, you know. But in this country, you know, we're so obsessed with weight, is that like when you lose weight, people congratulate you, but they don't know if you're sick, if you're, you know, if you're dying, if you're not eating because you're depressed, suicidal, things like that. So I feel like this country has like this love hate relationship with, like, you know, with bigger bodies. Well, I don't feel like it's true, and you know, that's something that we can address. I won't address it here too much, but it is a concern. Like, we, you know, like, we put too much emphasis on, like, you know, how we treat people when they're smaller. I seen a tweet saying that, you know, losing weight is cool, but I don't like the way that people treat you better when you get smaller. Like, that's not cool. And I'm like, yeah, that's fair. It's a fair point, you know, because people shouldn't treat you better. You know, I remember when I was in LA and there was an ad. This is like 2009, maybe 2010. And there was an ad about, like, you know, like a weight loss ad. And it was like, studies show that, you know, smaller people get offered better jobs. And it's like, then this is, I was thinking like that. That's a cold ass ad. And in a way, it's motivational. But in a way, it's also like, that's kind of fucked up, you know, like, but like I said, I won't get into it. So like I said, I lost all the weight before. It didn't produce results. Now it's like a different time. I'm older. You know, I'm real hypervigilant on like the food I eat now. You know what I'm saying? Drinking less, you know, yeah, so it's just a different journey. It's and for different reasons, you know. Like right now, even like, you know, just kind of being overweight and whatever, I'm probably have more confidence than I ever had in my life. You know, these last few years of building Hip Hop Social Worker and being like an actual, I wouldn't say I'm an academic or intellectual, but you know, just kind of being respected in that space, you know, has produced a lot of confidence for me. So yeah, it's just yeah, so I feel like I had to really get confident on how I looked now to embrace this journey for the long haul, you know. So, but what I suggest to anybody out there, you know, that's looking into, you know, maybe losing a few pounds or wanting to feel healthier or whatever, do what works for you, you know. Some people go all plant-based. Some people, you know, enter intermediate, you know, they might go plant-based 2 days out of the week or 3 days out of the week. Some people are vegetarian. Some people are pescatarian. Some people, you know, work out a lot. Some people work out a little bit. Just do kind of what works for you. That's like the best way to produce the best results, you know, like, and don't really be focused on like trying to get smaller or the scale, you know, like I had a friend tell me, you know, like, don't worry about the scale. So worry about how you feel, you know, like, do you feel yourself getting stronger? Do you feel yourself, you know, things, it's like just do you feel progress, you know? Like, if you feel progress, you know, and you're working, if you're working, progress is gonna happen. It might not always seem like it's happening, but it's gonna happen, you know. So yeah, do what works for you. That's what I can suggest. I'm not a guru by far, you know. I'm not saying listen to what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, or anything. I don't know everything. I never will admit to knowing everything, but just do what works for you, you know, and just embrace the journey. But also love yourself, you know. It's okay to love yourself no matter where you are, what you're doing, you know. Don't lose the weight for the, you know, society norms, you know, because that shit is all bullshit, you know. So just do it for you. Do it because you want to do it. All right, yeah, it's the last week the last few days of September when I'm recording this. So happy fall. Fall's my favorite season. You know, I used to, well, when it was college football, something about being in, something about, like, you know, the school time, being in school, like new school year starts, new college football starts, new wrestling season used to start late fall. Like, so I feel like just, I just like the fall. I kind of like when it gets dark early. You know, I like Thanksgiving. I like hanging out with family. I like just the way, like, the end of the year is pretty lax. You know, people kind of just start chilling a little harder. So, yeah, I like it. So, happy fall times and peace.